Coming up next, we have director Ruben Fleischer.
Yeah.
In studio with us. He is the director of Gangster Squad with a hell of a cast. Now, the last time we did an interview, Shmi's messed with us and gave us three words to see if we could get our last guest to say three specific words.
Mm-hmm.
And we played along, and now we're going to do it again. Not that we don't respect what the good interviews, and we're not messing with them.
It's just fun.
We just are having a little bit of fun. And so when you hear these words, we're going to try to get Ruben. He's in the other room right now, in the green room.
Yeah, Bristol Farms green room.
Bristol Farms green room.
Yeah.
And he can't hear this right now. Sammy's in there playing interference, so you can't really hear this
okay,
right
so
now.
Okay, so we got to do it quick.
So here are the words. When you hear these words, you will hear a ding, and me and Heidi are in competition. It's called the three-word interviews.
Okay.
First word is honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Second word is intoxication. Third word is milk.
Oh, God.
If we can get him to say those three words at any point during the interview,
this is
we
tough.
Get points.
All right.
A little in-house competition. I think he's standing in the hallway. Let's get him in here.
Yeah.
The
Been
director
waiting for him all day.
Of Gangster Squad opens up tomorrow night.
It's very exciting.
There he
Yay.
Is. Oh, my leg's stuck. I got a cramp. Oh, sorry. This doesn't normally happen. I was going to stand up. But Ruben, how you doing,
Hi,
man?
Ruben Fleischer.
Morning, morning.
It's good to see you. Are you familiar with the Heidi and Frank show at
of
all?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Can you believe we got this job? I mean, seriously.
He's been bouncing around.
I know.
He's like...
I know. He's like, how did you get this job?
Twitter's blowing up because we said that we were going to have you in, and people love you. They're like, oh my
awesome.
God. So hopefully, if you want to talk to Ruben Fleischer about Zombieland or Gangster Squad or whatever, big Zombieland fan.
You've done like, awesome. I mean, as far as like doing... documentaries and then television and now you know feature films. Is this like is that the normal stepping stone for a director where it's like now you'll probably never go back to doing anything in television or never going back?
No, I'm working on TV now, but I started out in music videos and commercials like a lot of directors do, and then kind of gradually it took about 10 years from the first time I did my first short to getting a chance to do a feature. But yeah, it's good to mix it up. I think it's good to do a little bit of everything, and whether it's a feature or TV or whatever else, it's all fun.
Because yeah, there's this this family that I know that it'd be great to put cameras in their house and follow them around. Where it's like you got all these animals and stuff. It'd be awesome,
right?
I know you've done like stuff like that before, like with Robin Big.
Yeah, Robin Big. That came out of a documentary. I met those two guys, and reality. It was an early like reality
it
comedy
was.
Show. Yeah,
they're great too.
Yeah, I love those guys. Like they're just fun to watch. That kind of odd couple buddy relationship. And Rob truly is as funny as any comedian in any movie. Like, Rob's one of the funniest people I've ever met.
And Big Black, he came out to my backyard and we did a show in my garage. He was actually at my backyard.
That's awesome.
My neighbors were like, is that Big Black? Yeah, can you believe it? Yeah. My backyard.
Right.
So getting back to this movie you got coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow's a big day. Gangster
Billboards.
Squad.
Are you like getting ready to vomit? I mean, it's coming out tomorrow. I mean, look at this. I mean, the cast alone is just incredible. And the trailer looks awesome. I mean, you got Sean Penn, Ryan Gosling, Nick Nolte, Emma Stone, Josh Brolin. I mean,
yeah, it's a dream come true. It's a really, really fun movie. It's a kind of classic LA gangster movie. It's got a ton of action. Sean Penn's amazing as the villain, Mickey Cohen. And it's just a really fun movie.
Yeah, Los Angeles, 1949, drugs, guns, prostitution, I'm there.
That sounds like Frank Kramer's neighborhood did circa 2013.
Exactly, bring all that
really,
back.
Really no different. Who did you get interested in the movie first? Like, who do you build it around?
Well, for me, it was with Sean Penn. You know, I think the key to a good gangster movie is that you have a great gangster. And
right.
Sean plays Mickey Cohen, who was a real-life gangster here in Los Angeles. And Sean's just one of the most intense, menacing, scary actors out there. But in this movie, there's a lot of humor to him as well, which is really cool. You kind of just love to hate Mickey Cohen in this movie.
And the second you hear, oh, well, Sean Penn is attached, and it's like, oh, yeah, I'll do it.
I think he had a lot to do with the rest of the cast getting involved. Just, you know, I think he kind of made it a bona fide film, stamp of approval type thing.
So what was that other movie where Sean Penn was trying to run the city and Josh Brolin was after him?
Milk, right, yeah.
Yeah.
They're very parallel. Yeah, there's similar stories, lots of similar themes, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, This is like a remake of that.
Yeah, basically. It's a sequel. I like to think of it as a sequel.
You remember
yeah.
that, Frank.
Yeah. I know. You recently got married, eh?
Yeah, just November 10th.
Why would
Frank.
You do that? No, he's like, I mean.
So jaded.
Why?
I guess when you know, you know.
See?
That's what I said. How long have you been going out with this woman?
About 2.5-3 years.
Now, we were talking before the break about, I had a story in the news about a guy who, you know, got in his fight with his girlfriend. I never told you what he did to her. He was this white guy with these long dreadlocks, and they got into a fight, and he decided to take his dreadlocks and wrap them around her neck. So she, obviously he got charged with assault. Very bizarre. Do you and your new bride fight?
We have a lot of dreadlock fights. Yeah.
A lot of dreadlock fights.
Yeah. You can't see me, it's radio, but I have very long dreadlocks.
This is a wig, just so that you look clean. Like a big Hollywood director.
Yeah. Yes, it's like, when they fight, they put on their dreadlock wigs, and then they forget what they were arguing
they
about.
They start laughing.
It's kind of gets settled
Do you get in arguments?
No, we're actually really well balanced, like, with one another. We tend to just, like, figure it out.
See, that's how I am with my partner, and Frank says that it's because we don't have any love.
There's just no love there.
He's like, you
boring.
Need fighting.
You need excitement, man.
And or are you going to be passion?
No, when I was married, you know, and we went on that trip after you get married.
Mm-hmm.
Honeymoon.
Yeah. The honeymoon. Yeah, yeah. We went to Spain. On the honeymoon, she like freaked out and wanted to leave. I mean, I had to like stand in front of the door and be like, "We're in Spain. Where are you going?"
Looking back, she's probably realizing like,
she
should
instantly
have.
Instantly realized that like what
sounds like you picked the right one.
Oh, she was a mute.
Yeah.
Oh my God. 3 years marriage with her. So, but we dated for like 6 months and then we were engaged for a year. So you've had 3 years with this woman. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, we get along really well. I'm a lucky guy.
See, Frank, that's how you do it.
Well, I'm rooting for you, man.
Thanks, seriously. Fingers crossed.
If yours fails, I mean, all hope for couples in Hollywood is over.
Yeah, it's done.
It's just absolutely done. I saw in the news that on New Year's Eve, Josh Brolin got into a little trouble.
Yeah.
What was the charge?
I haven't talked to him about it, but word on the street is that he might have had one too many that night.
Was he actually charged with something?
No, I don't think so. Not from what I read. Like I said, I haven't talked to him.
But no, I mean, even get stopped. If I see Josh Brolin, you know, having fun on New Year's Eve, and I'm a cop, I wouldn't ever whip out my ticket book.
No, you
and
high
say,
five him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
He's this whole cast of yours in this movie Gangster Squad opens up tomorrow. We have Ruben Fleischer here with us. He's the director.
And Josh is as good as he's ever been. I mean, he's so good as like a hard boiled kind of classic film noir cop. Like to me, Josh looks like he stepped off the screen of a 1940s movie.
He's just that guy though that transforms himself. Like when he was in W, right? Yeah, I mean he just transforms himself. You really believe that he's that guy, which obviously is a sign of a great actor.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. Ryan Gosling. I mean, he's so charismatic and fun to watch, and it was really nice to rekindle that spark with him and Emma in this movie. I mean, I think a lot of people love them in Crazy Stupid Love, and so it's really nice to repair them in this movie.
And Emma was in Zombieland as well, right?
Yeah, Emma was in my first movie, and I think that was her first starring role, and we've been pals ever since, so I was really excited to get to work with her again on this film.
When you put out Zombieland, was that before or right after when zombies became like the coolest thing ever?
I think it might have
been caught up in a wave of the zeitgeist. Like it was just perfect timing.
Yeah.
Like Shaun of the Dead had come.
Okay, yeah.
And we kind of were the American, follow through on that wave or whatever.
Now, was Gangster Squad a movie that was in your head for a long time that you wanted to do?
I mean, I'm not a writer, so it's kind of like I get sent scripts, and that was just one that I just read and
so
fell
that's
in
from
love
the
with.
Time you read Gangster Squad till, you know, tomorrow. What's that?
That was probably about 2 years.
I would say.
We started shooting a year ago in September. So, we finished shooting pretty much December of last year. So it's been a year. And, you know, our original release date was in September. We had to push back because we had a scene that eerily kind of resembled the tragedy in Aurora. So we had to take that scene out and reshoot another one. So we've had some twists and turns along the way. But I'm so excited that it's finally being released in theaters.
It's your baby.
Yeah.
Being born tomorrow.
So the scene wasn't needed? Or you're like... I mean,
no, it's an ambush scene where, the gangster kind of turns the tables on the cops. And so what we did is we just came up with a new idea for an ambush.
Okay.
Restaged it in Chinatown, and it actually works even better than the original.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, people are excited about it. Yeah.
All your success. It's a really, really fun movie, and you know, you can't beat the cast, so I'm really excited.
Are you working on what are you working on now? I mean, this has been how was the rap party for this thing? I mean, they all show up.
It was a late night. Yeah.
Are they like super partiers? I mean, obviously no, Josh Brolin likes to toss back a few.
Sean Penn, however, does not.
Not anymore.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, I can't imagine. Sean Penn quit drinking.
He's having tea.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, quietly sitting in the corner.
What was the round of shots? I mean, it's like, we're gonna get around. Round of what? And so, what'd they say? What was it? Was it bourbon?
Take your pick, man. Yeah.
It just happened.
Yeah. It was fun. It was on Monday night at the Chinese. I think I'm still recovering from it. It was a
y'all
night.
End up in the drunk tank, like, you know, public. Well, I'd love to get a picture of that.
They already did that on New Year's, but yeah.
That on New Year's. What'd you do on New Year's?
I had a pretty boring night. It was makes for great radio, but yeah. It
him
was,
and his wife could hang out with us. It's exactly. Fine. We have a nice quiet night. We stay in. We order food.
You guys could like be a pinochle couple or something like that. Play pinochle on Saturdays.
It's pretty exciting.
That's how I like it.
Yeah.
Nice and boring.
So what's your plan for the rest of the day? you got big plans after this?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to be biting my fingernails.
Oh,
I know. I mean, I would. You probably have like a... like a load of Pepto-Bismol in you right now. Are you going to the movie tonight? Like sneaking into the crowd?
Yeah, I did that with Zombieland. I don't think it needs sunglasses. I just have my dreadlocks. But tonight, I think I'll go to the Midnight Show. That's what I did for Zombieland. It's just really fun to see who's there and if
you get butterflies.
Are into it? Yeah, no, all weekend.
But you're probably like that person that I can't stand to watch a movie with who's already seen the movie and they're always like,
watch this. And you're like, I'm here.
Who's the guy in the front who keeps looking around at everybody?
The best was for Zombieland. I would always go I went around to a bunch of different theaters the night it opened, and I would try and time it so I got there right around when the Bill Murray part was, because watching audiences' faces for that was the best thing. And I'd go down to the front row and kind of just, stare back at the audience. I wouldn't even watch the movie. I just watched the reactions of people when he gets shot, because it was such like an unexpected thing, and people can't believe it, that literally like people like slap their knees. Like, you don't believe people really slap their knees, but they're like knee slapping. It was... It is really funny. Well, this movie is a little different. I mean, with the action movie as opposed to a comedy, it doesn't play quite the same way with the audience. But there are a surprising amount of laughs in this film. Like, I think just my taste for comedy, I couldn't resist like some really funny moments. Mm-hmm. And so the movie for a gangster movie has I will make the argument that this is the perhaps one of the funnier gangster movies out there.
Los Angeles, 1949. Drugs, guns, prostitution, gambling, everything I love.
The good old days.
It's going to be one of my favorites, I can tell. Ruben, you were with us on the last break. It was the official interview part. And I want to let you in on something. We play a game every now and then when we have people come in called three-word interview, where there's three words that are keywords for us to try to get you to say.
Oh, wow. Who won?
And I won.
Yeah, he won this one. It was, very nicely played, Frank.
Thank you.
I thought for sure I would get the first one, but then you jumped in and just snagged it.
The words, in no particular order, were honeymoon.
The ellipsis. He's really coming up short with a pretty obvious word. Yeah.
I had like the mini mall seizure.
That's cool. Sure.
I actually have the clip we can play back of how I got you to say honeymoon.
Okay, let's hear it.
Incredible.
When I was married, you know, and we went on that trip after you get married.
Mm-hmm.
Honeymoon.
Yeah. The honeymoon. Oh, we went to.
Oh, in my head at that moment, I'm like, dang it.
And pretty clever.
It wasn't clever at all. The look on your face was priceless for me. I mean, you can watch this show at home. We're, you know, at HeidiandFrank.com. It's radio worth watching after all. But the look on your face is like, really? You don't know this honeymoon?
This guy has smoked a lot of weed. He's losing very simple words.
He's so against marriage, he can't even say the word honeymoon.
He's been cursed.
The other word that you did successfully say.
I'm going to guess dreadlock.
No.
Okay.
I wish.
Well, that would have been.
Because I said that a lot. Dang. What else?
Yeah, I guess we should do that next time. You're actually the first one that we've ever played this game with.
And it is a fun game.
It is fun for us. Not really so much fun for you.
Well,
the audience.
I'm not even aware, so yeah, I'm immune to it.
The audience knew. Before you came in, yeah. And Sammy, our producer, was out there talking to you, so he was like basically being a decoy so we could tell the audience, here's the words.
Right.
And if you say those, you're going to hear. Did you ever hear a ding in your headphones?
Yeah, I heard after Honeyman, actually. I was like, oh, I thought I was being rewarded for actually coming out of the thing. When we were promoting Zombieland, Jesse Eisenberg and Emma Stone would play this game during all the junkets because, you know, you get asked the same questions over and over again.
You got to keep yourself entertained.
And so they would feed each other a word before each interview that they had to somehow work into the interview. And it would always be like a crazy question, like rhinoceros or something like that, which would have no bearing on...
Interesting that he said rhinoceros because we were using hippopotamus when we were coming up with, like, let's say we were trying to get one of the guests.
The next interview you do for us, throw in a word. Like, we'll give you a word right now and then throw that in for us.
Yeah.
So that we'll know. It's like your ear tug for us.
Perfect.
Yes.
Wait, I want to hear what the other two words were.
Well, the word you're going to do in your next interview, I don't care who it is.
Right.
You brought up the word. Let's do rhinoceros. Okay.
You have to
throw it in. Okay.
Done deal.
The next word I got you to successfully say. Was milk. Yeah, here's how I got you to say that. So, what was that other movie where
Sean
Penn was trying to run the city and Josh Brolin was after him?
Milk, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
So
amazing.
Nicely.
Powers of persuasion.
Look at that.
Yeah. You could be at the Magic Castle.
You're like, milk. I know, seriously. That wasn't even a trick. I don't know what I'm doing here.
It's like, yeah. And then the third word.
Then the third word that you didn't say was intoxication.
Oh, boy, did you try.
Public effort.
Yeah, I was like, so what was the charge on that day? And you're like,
he wasn't charged.
He wasn't charged.
Yeah.
It's hard to go back to that.
And then it's like, what'd you do on New Year's Eve? And how many, what are the shots at the club at the rap party?
No, exactly. Nothing. Trying to go back to it is not going to happen. That was a
toughie. You had to let that one go. I didn't even. I thought, I'm letting that one go, too.
But thanks.
Did you guys have a conversation beforehand of the words, or were they just randomly selected? How did you arrive at those words?
Our producer selected them based off of... let's see. Well, how'd you come up with the words, Eric? Was it like looking at the bio or something? Some way we can get into it? Because I knew you recently got married.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed that he recently got married in November. Milk was a great movie with Sean Penn. I thought you could get into that way. And we talked about milk earlier in the show, if you were listening.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, dirty cereal milk. And Josh Brolin was big news a couple of days ago.
Yes, right, that's how it came up with him.
Well, I recommend this game for future interviews. I think it's a lot of fun.
And
it's big Hollywood director approved, Frank.
Yes. I've always wanted to be in a gangster movie. I know it's too late now, but...
No, hopefully they'll continue to make gangster movies. Hopefully we haven't ruined the genre for everybody else. But
Gangster Squad 2.
Or zombie movie, or anything else you're into.
Our writer for this movie is somebody who gets killed in the movie. He's dressed up as a gangster and gets a knife through his chest. The guy, Will Bell, who wrote the script. And with Zombieland, one of the writers is firing an AK-47 in slow motion as a zombie attacks him during the opening title. So I always try and put cameos of friends and stuff in the movie.
See, so we're not the only ones effing with people. It's like, for your own little purposes, it's the behind the scenes. It's like, okay, look at that. That was the writer maybe stabbed in the chest.
Has your wife seen the movie, or will she see it at midnight?
Yeah, she's seen it way too many times. Yeah, I've made her suffer through many, many cuts of it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no
surprises.
Well,
at least that's out of the way, as opposed to, oh my God, my wife's going to be seeing it for the first time.
No, the first time I had to show it to her, I was very nervous, but... Yeah, at this point, I don't think she wants to see it ever again.
Yeah, she's like, you can go to the midnight show by yourself. I'm staying home in bed.
And stop wearing the fedora, please. Seriously, around the kitchen table. Come on, we're home. Ruben Fleischer, thank you so much for coming in. Director of Gangster Squad. Go see it. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, guys.
We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand... And if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day. All you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.